With Montana News, I'm Aiden Morton. A colony of Hutterites has rejected a recommendation to evacuate from the Deep Creek Fire southeast of Helena. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kevin Trevlin reports the fire grew slightly to more than 4,600 acres today, but a spokesperson says it's relatively stable.
Marr County Sheriff John Lopp says the 130-odd residents of the Springdale colony felt they weren't in danger when law enforcement tried to evacuate them earlier this week, but that they might leave if things get dire. He says the Deep Creek fire burning between Townsend and White Sulphur Springs was about 2 miles from the colony as of Thursday afternoon. Lopp says colony residents have a constitutional right to stay put, but he says they were also told fire commanders wouldn't send additional resources to the area.
And we're not going to put our first responders in danger for people that don't have any regard for their own well-being, I guess, best way to put it.
A resident confirmed that Springdale is still occupied during a phone call, but wasn't authorized to provide further details. Hutterites are faith-based people who live and work in colonies across the western U.S. and Canada. Lopp says the Springdale colony has fire engines in case the Deep Creek fire gets closer. He says residents were concerned about evacuating and leaving livestock behind.
They have a large hog operation. So that would take quite an effort to get all the hogs out.
Fire spokesperson Margie Ferrucci says an evacuation order from the Grassy Mountain subdivision remains in place, though residents have been able to return for belongings and to salvage refrigerated food amid power outages. Ferrucci says the Highway 12 closure has been lifted. People are still advised to avoid the area because the fire is flanking both sides of the road. With a warming trend expected through the work week, fire crews are looking forward to a potential cold front and light rain this weekend. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
Crews working to contain the Robertson Draw fire south of Red Lodge are making progress today, aided by the arrival of beefed-up resources and more moderate weather. Fire Information Officer Dina Harms.
They're meeting their objectives, and they're looking for opportunities to minimize, to the greatest extent possible, any new fire growth.
An infrared flight early this morning mapped slower growth of the fire, now estimated at 24,000 acres with 0% containment. Crews today plan to continue protecting private structures and start building fire line on the south side of the fire. Aerial crews continue to drop water and retardant. Additional fire crews have been ordered. The Carbon County Sheriff's Office has determined the Robertson Draw fire was human-caused. It's conducting an ongoing investigation along with the U.S. Forest Service. The Carbon County Sheriff at a public meeting last night also confirmed the fire has burned 8 major structures and 13 outbuildings. You're listening to MTPR.